about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was on the house of love. I said the news today, oh boy. 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the hour.
This is Roscoe in Metro Media Stereo, WNEW-FM, New York, a new groove. The Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging, Baby. You Keep Me Hanging. Macy's, presenting The Now. The Now Happenings of Peter Max. An artist and designer of everything from posters to a famous Manhattan restaurant. You've seen his work everywhere. Plates to pocketbooks. Now, a first and exclusive table setting display at Macy's. You'll see cloths that not only cover your table, but the entire modern art scene as well. As only Peter Max can cover it. There are placemats and napkins you'll want to frame and hang on the wall. Towels to make the most avant-garde posters look tame. Come to Macy's and see blazing designs and color combinations. Peter Max permanent press no iron tablecloths is an explosion of color. And it just started, they started just $5.99. The grooviest placemats you've ever seen in white, clean vinyl. Only $1.25. Signed poster towels, suitable for framing, $1.75. Peter Max napkins, just $1. It's a festival of color. And this is just a part of the collection. See it Monday at Macy's, Herald Square. And meet Peter Max, too, in person. Monday, March 25th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 6th floor. You see this color revolution at the Macy's nearest you. It's a groove.
Jay and the Americans sound off for a cleaner New York.
Hey, little bug, use a basket, little bug. The pollution in the street is pollution you can't eat. To the basket, to the basket.
Cream, sunshine of your love.
It's getting near dawn when lights close the tired eyes. I'll soon be with you.
Of your love, Cream.
Love me two times, girl. Love
Jim Morrison, The Doors, Love Me Two Times, Baby. Cheetah's moving, but still grooving. Moving and changing to 52nd and 8th Avenue, March 28th. The enchantment of cheetahs, knowing the joy of being alive. The wonders and magic will slip away as mysteriously as they came. Opening week, the Electric Prunes and the Surfs. Special opening night feature guests, The Illusion, Aesop's Fable. 52nd and 8th Avenue, the new cheetah is born. March 28th. Keep that date in mind. Cheetah, so fine.
The flutter of wings, the sounds of the night, the shadow across the moon, as the nightbird spreads her wings and soars above the earth, into another level of comprehension, the level of the sensory, where we exist only to feel. Come, fly with me, Allison Steele, the nightbird, every midnight till dawn here at WNEW-FM, and we shall touch minds.
National Gallery, Boy with Toys. Anxiety's mine.
To take your heart away.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so.
Dionne Warwick, Anyone Who Had a Heart. And that was preceded by the Bee Gees, Words.
Honey, if you saw something in a grocery store labeled the Uncola, what do you think it would be?
I don't know. I mean, would it be in bottles?
The Uncola is really 7-Up.
7-Up.
I like the idea of it. I mean, 7-Up, the Uncola.
7-Up,
but I don't really think it's at all a cola.
Well, that's it. It's not a cola.
Oh.
Well, it has a fresh, clean taste and no aftertaste, and you can drink it anytime you drink a cola.
7-Up goes wet and wild like no cola can.
Yeah.
The Uncola.
Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate. This is Roscoe in Metro Media Stereo, WNEW-FM, New York. A new groove, back in five over 102.7 FM.
36 degrees and partly cloudy at 9 o'clock. This is WNEW News up to the minute. Jim Donnelly reporting. Mayor Lindsay has appointed two blue ribbon committees to make sure justice prevails in the event of civil disorder. Police Commissioner Leary, district attorneys, Supreme Court members, Bar Association lawyers, legal aid personnel, and others will make recommendations to the courts to ensure that rioters are punished and others accused of unconnected crimes during a time of disorder get quick court action, too. Adam Clayton Powell's return to Harlem this weekend was received with adulation by supporters to whom the weather was no deterrent. They came out to see him by the hundreds at a street corner rally this afternoon in Harlem, and Powell gave them a Keep the Faith Baby speech. And later, for other sympathizers at his Abyssinian Baptist Church, Powell had similar words.
I don't call for any violence. I don't call for any riots. But I say that the day of Martin Luther King's nonviolence has come to an end. So it doesn't matter whether you like Stokely or Rapp or Floyd McKissick or the old man of the sea.
Right.
Baby, we're out there.
That's right.
And you won't get anywhere, you young white Charlies. You gotta follow us.
That's right.
Right. We're in command now. If they want to go with you, let them go with you. But they got to follow.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
They got to take orders.
That's right.
They're not going to give any more orders.
That's right.
Tomorrow, Powell preaches for the first time in over 2 years at the church his father built on 138th Street. Powell may have court problems right away. The attorney for Mrs. Esther James said tonight he will take major legal action against Powell on Monday in the state Supreme Court. Mrs. James' libel case against the Democrats started the series of events that kept him out of the city for 2 years. Senator Robert Kennedy opened his California campaign today and was greeted by 600 people at San Francisco Airport. He told newsmen the change in military leaders in Vietnam means there will be a change in military policy. One-time John F. Kennedy aide Arthur Schlesinger labeled General William Westmoreland's conduct of the war disastrous, said he should have been recalled a long time ago. Said Schlesinger, only in the Army is incompetence rewarded with promotion. There are reports from Washington tonight that President Johnson's top advisors are urging him to accept the enclave theory, even though Mr. Johnson doesn't like it. Under that theory, which is now under study, troops would defend the population centers and leave the countryside to the Viet Cong, a policy this country abandoned several years ago. The Republican Governors Association has given up plans to find a moderate to run against Richard Nixon. Chairman John Chafee of Rhode Island said, after having Scranton, Romney, and Rockefeller shot out from under me, I'm not picking anybody else. Shippers Association Chairman Alexander Chopin is charging Governors Rockefeller and Hughes with a lack of concern for the longshoremen strike. Chopin wants to know why they haven't answered an association call for some kind of state action. They haven't said a word. The association also denied it is cooperating with the ILA in the walkout, which has tied up the port for 6 days. Both the shippers and the ILA have asked the Waterfront Commission to give up the idea of hiring 750 new men at Newark. Hearings are scheduled for Monday on an injunction against the walkout. The UN Security Council has reached a temporary impasse in its emergency debate on the Middle East. Some council members want a condemnation of the Thursday Israeli raid into Jordan to include a paragraph deploring Arab terrorist attacks into Israeli territory. The Arabs' condemnation measure also would warn Tel Aviv that economic sanctions or military reprisal will follow if Israel raids Jordan again. The Israelis insist their raid turned up a major terrorist headquarters. The council has adjourned until tomorrow afternoon. In sports, the 76ers and the Knicks play in the Garden in game number 2 of the NBA's Eastern Division playoff. In college basketball, Dayton took the NIT championship, defeating Kansas 61-48. The NCAA finals come off tonight on the West Coast, with UCLA playing North Carolina. In exhibition baseball, the Yankees 6, the Mets 2. In golf, Tommy Shaw is way out in front after the second round of the Pensacola Open. He has a 14 under par, 130, after shooting a 67 today. George Archer is 4 strokes back in second place. Now the weekend weather for the WNEW area. Tonight, rain mixed with occasional light snow, the low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow flurries and a high temperature tomorrow in the middle 30s, becoming clear and cool tomorrow night. The humidity, 56%, the wind southwest at 13, gusting to 30, temperature 36, Manhattan skies are partly cloudy. Repeating the top stories, Mayor Lindsay appoints special committees to guarantee justice during any civil disorder. Adam Clayton Powell, received with cheers in Harlem, faces Supreme Court action Monday. This is Jim Donnelly, and that's WNEW News, up to the minute.
Thank you, Jim. This is Roscoe in Metro Media Stereo, the Association, and along comes Mary. The Temptations, All I Need. At ESP, we do not take credit for discovering new artists. We do, however, take great pride in presenting them, like Mr. Jerry Moore.
Mother dear, may I go downtown instead of out to play and march the streets of Birmingham in a freedom march today.
You see, we at ESP present. You take credit for the discovery. We can help, if we may, by reminding you that you can discover ESP artists on ESP Records at your local record store. Thank you. Gordon Lightfoot.
Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children locked inside. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. In the streets of Motor City, there's a deathly silent sound. And the body of a dead youth lies stretched upon the ground. Upon the filthy pavements, no reason can be found. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And her people rise in anger, and the streets begin to fill. And there's gunfire from the rooftops, and the blood begins to spill. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. The streets of Motor City now are quiet and serene. But the shapes of gutted buildings strike terror to the heart. And you say, how did it happen? And you say, how did it start? Why can't we all be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? But the hands of the have-nots keep falling out of reach. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Black Day in July.
Of the people whispering in the wind.